The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf is being studied. Gadu Nishmat Morzekini, Rabbi Yosef ben Sarah, ve Abraham ben Esther, Hashem Tnichem began Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Fuas Shelema Shelomo ben Miriam, Moshe ben Dina, Sarah bat Rachel. Enna refana lahem. Fuas Shelema refat nefesh refat aguf. Ratam kara balu bavichani rasuv v'romar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Mem Zayin Amud Bet, starting from the Mishnah. Four lines from the bottom. The Mishnah begins, Areni Alecha Cherem. The fellow Reuven tells his friend Shimon, Areni Alecha Cherem. Cherem is like the Lashon of your Asur, like Hikdesh. Hamudar Asur. So what does that mean? Look at the run. Two lines from the bottom. Areni Alecha Cherem. Shitea Na'ato Alav Kecherem Shel Bedek Habayit. Okay, which he says that my Hana'a on you is going to be like Herem, which is like Hikdesh. Okay, we're talking about the place of Galil. The Stam Haramim, that when a person says the word Herem, Lebet Kabayit, it means that he's doing, you know, consecrating something to the Bet HaMikdash. Okay, so in that case over there, Hareni Alecha Herem Hamudar Asur. So therefore, the guy who, let's say, Shimon, is going to be Asur to have the Hana'a from the Noder. Okay, to the one that made the nid. The noder could have hana'ah from the mudar. Reuven could have hana'ah to Shimon, but Shimon could have hana'ah from Reuven. Harle at alai cherem. So therefore, Reuven's also setting himself in that case. Harle at alai. You are to me cherem. Therefore, Reuven is going to be forbidden to have hana'ah from Shimon. Noder asur. Okay, that case is reversed. The noder is asur. The mudar is mutar. Third case, hareni alecha ve'at alai, shenehem asurin. Right? I am to you, and you to me, so therefore it goes both ways, and therefore both of them are going to be asur to each other. Ushnehem mutarim bedavar shel oleh bavel. Even though they both were osir hana'ah to each other, but when it comes to the things of Ole Bavel, so these things are going to be permissible. Now, what are the inyanim of Ole Bavel? So these are items that are publicly owned items that nobody has a partnership in it. It's like hifkir. Things that are just belong to the whole sibur, but no one person has ownership on it. So therefore, when Reuven uses this publicly owned item, it's not considered he's having an af from Shimon, because Shimon doesn't have an ownership in it, and vice versa as well. The Mishnah is going to tell us what exactly these items are. Now, why do we refer to them as Davar Shel Oleh Bavel? Because when the people came back from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so the people themselves were mafkir certain items in order to make it easier. For example, let's say wells that were on the road. So the people coming back from Bavel need to drink. So therefore, they will mafkir these wells that they become everybody's property, and anybody who wants to drink from it can drink. As opposed to certain institutions that, like we learned in the previous gemara, like a bet knesset, where we said everybody has a chelik in the bet knesset. No, these items are totally ifkir, and therefore, even though Reuven cannot have an af from Shimon and Shimon can have an af from Reuven, they both can go to this areas over there that are ifkir, that the people of Ole Bavel, they were mafkir it for on the way up there. So these items are considered public property, and therefore it is going to be permissible. And the Mishnah is going to say, Ve'asurin bedavar shelota ha'ir. However, in institutions in the city itself that are partnership, everybody has a helik in it, so therefore they cannot benefit from it. Because again, Reuven is a part owner on the island. And Shimon is a part owner, as well as everybody else in the city. So the institutions in the city that there's a shtar food, so therefore they're going to be forbidden to have hana'a. Okay, so comes the Mishnah and says, Ve'ezu davar shel oleh bavel. Okay, what are these items that the Sibur is not considered partners in these items, and therefore they cannot osir it on each other? Kegon harabayit. Okay, Temple Mount. The azarot, those are the courtyards of the Beit HaMikdash. The habor shebeim saderech. Bor is the pit of water that's on the middle of the road on the way up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so the people could drink water. Ve'ezu davar shel ota ha'ir. Now, what's considered the institutions of the city that everybody's considered to have a partnership in it? So it's kegon harhava. Harhava is like the square, the city square, right? Where people, they would have meetings, and sometimes would have tefillot there, like in the Gemara Megillah says, v'mirhas. Mirhas would be the bathhouse of the city. U'bet ha'kenes, like we learned, the synagogue, also everybody has a helik v'at teva. Teva is the place where the Hazan stands, and also the right that she says or Ratzah Shinotim Alav Sefer Torah Leklot. That's also where they put the Sefer Torah to read it besibur. Veha Seferim, Seferim Shkorim by the different Seferim, the Sefer Kodesh or the Sefer Torah themselves. So all these items are considered publicly owned property. So therefore, when Reuven makes a Isur Hana'at to Shimon and Shimon, vice versa, so therefore they both can use the Teva. Because bottom line, Shimon has a chelek in the teva as well as the Reuven, and therefore these items are forbidden on each other as well. Okay, so the Mishnah continues. Now, really, what the Mishnah is going to tell us now, there's a hasurim mehsara in this Mishnah. Okay, I'm going to give you the hasurim mehsara, the words that are missing, so you can understand the Mishnah, but understand that there's words missing here, and therefore it doesn't make sense the way we have it. Basically, what the Mishnah is going to say, is there a way here to fix this situation? Which means, if let's say that Uven now cannot have an af from Shimon, and Shimon vice versa, now let's say one of them wants to have an af on the Teva. Right. But he can't, because the guy who made the Nedin against him is a partner. So is there a way to get out of it? So the Mishnah is saying, there's a way to get out of it. Without hafara, there's a way to get out of it. How? Basically, what he does is, let Shimon sell his rights in the Teva to somebody else. And once he sells his rights, he has no chalik in the Teva anymore. And then Uvein can benefit from it. Understand? Which means, the whole reason why the Uvein cannot benefit from the Teva is because he said, I'm not having any from Shimon, right? So therefore, what's going to happen? Shimon now will go sell whatever rights he has. Now, he has to do a right to do that. And therefore, for example, he'll go to the Nasi. That's what the Mishnah is going to say. The Nasi is the, let's say, the president of Klai Yisrael, wherever it is. And he just has to write a document. You know, listen, Hedki Kinuya Lach. So now, he's away from the item. Therefore, the book of Abana, so the Mishnah is going to say, Vakotev Hilko Lenasi. Now, that's vague words. And the one that writes is Hilik to the Nasi. So the Mishnah really means to say, but if he wants to have Ana'ah, the advice is for him to write his Chelek to the Nasi, and we'll see why he has to write it to the Nasi per se. Technically, he should be able to write it to anybody. I mean, what's the Nasi more than anybody else? But that's what it is. And look at the Ran. The Ran just gives it to very simply. Fourth line. How do you fix the issue? Yichtevu halkan nasi debachi sharik dan noten the ahed mishum matana v'ala mutarba. I give you a piece to another guy, and another guy is permissible. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, echad kotev la nasi ve'echad kotev lehidyot. The truth is, you can write it to anybody. You want to write your chalik to the nasi, you want to write it to a regular commoner, same thing. Oh, so ma ben kotev la nasi le kotev lehidyot. So what's the difference? She kotev la nasi en sarich lezakot. When you write your chelik to the Nasi, you don't have to clearly write that I am being mezakeh my chelik to you. You don't have to write it in the regular, normal way where you would be makneh, acquire something to somebody else. It seems the kinyan of the Nasi is a very strong kinyan, and therefore, even if you just show your will to give him the piece, it's koneh. Mashiach to a hidyot, you have to be more specific and write it according to the regular laws of Kenyan. Look at the Ran. The Ran says, Sakotev Nasi Ensik Lezakot, Shmiyat Shekatav Lo Shtar Matana Kana. Which means he just writes, I'm giving this to the Nasi as a Matana, Afal Pich Lo Zakha Adam Bishvilo. Normally, I'm explaining to you how this works. Normally, when let's say a person is in front of me, it's very easy for me to make a Kenyan with him. I give him the item. I give him the shtar. But let's say, in this case, I want to be makneh to a guy, he's not in front of me. So what do? He's not in front of me. I want to, let's say, give the item to Reuven. But Reuven's not there. So I write a shtar, I want to give my asset to Reuven, and I give it to Levi. And I say, Levi, pick up the shtar, and have kavanat accepted upon Reuven's behalf. That's the way it's normally done. You need somebody else to be makneh for the person that's not in front of you. The hidush with the nasi is you don't need that third guy. You just write it up. My chelik in the teva, which we're giving that as the example, belongs to the nasi. Once it's written, it's done. Mashenke, when you do it to a hidyot, then you need to be mezaket al yedeh adam aher. Okay, so that's what the Ran speaks out. Let's read that in the Ran. Shakotev the nasi en tzrich lezakot shmiyad shekatav lo shtar matana kana. The Koach HaNasi is very strong. The Kinyanim. Okay, so that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Hachamim Omrim. Ehad ze ve'ehad ze sirichim nezakot. Hachamim argue. You need to make a third party, whether you're doing it to the Nasi or whether you're doing it to the to Ejot. Oh, ve'lod biru b'nasi. So why'd you say Nasi then? Yeah. Why'd you single out that you should be makneh to the Nasi? Ela behoveh. Which means the Mishnah chose the normal case. Now, why is it the normal case that a person would rather be makneh to the Nasi? So look at the Ran. She'en Adam sumek laknot le'adam acher. You know why he doesn't want to give his halak to another guy? Because that guy now will make an edit against him and say, you cannot have hana'a from any of my assets. And therefore he's stuck. He's not going to be able to have hana'a in the teva as well. Nagu l'chtov l'nasi she'en d'rkod yesur ha'atua l'briyot. The Nasi is a rich guy. He's not going to be selling his stuff on somebody else. So you understand what we're concerned about? Which means now, let's get the case again. Reuven now wants to have an hana'a in the teva. We can't, because Baal Mat Shimon has a piece of the action. Yeah. So what's the solution? Let Shimon write his piece off to the Nasi. So now Shimon is relinquished from the place, and then Reuven can go have hana'a. Also, Hakamim said, but no matter who he's making this kinyan to, it's got to be done with a third party. Ehad Nasi, ehad idiot. So why does the Mishnah say do it to the Nasi? Because that's insurance. Because he knows that when he's going to write his thing to the Nasi is never going to osir the one that was mechneh to him from having hana'a from the item. Mashaykh and a regular idiot, you know, the guy gets angry and he's going to say, you know what, I don't want you using my my items. Now he's out. He's the mechneh is not going to be able to use the tiva as well. So the Mishnah just spoke in the hove in a normal case that is done. Miudah Omer, En Anshe Galil Sirichim Lichtov Shekevar Katvu Avotehem Al Yedehem. So now the Mishnah comes along and gives us a rule of the people of the Galil. They don't have to write this business over here to be mechneh items in, let's say, the city, to be makneh to each other in order to alleviate the issue of the darim, because it's already written already by their fathers. The Gemara is going to explain the people in Galil, they were angry people. They were kahsanim, and they were always making the darim against each other. And therefore, nobody can go into the bath house, nobody can go into the shul, nobody can go into use the teba and all this stuff over here, because so already, since the forefathers knew already the nature, what they did was they already wrote that all these items in the city belong to everybody, or there's no person that has a chelik in it, and therefore there's no problem. So if you're in Galil, it's done already. Even if the nidr is made, go to the bathhouse. You don't have to go through this whole document over here. Because they already, their ancestors, their earlier generations, they wrote the shtar that everything belongs to everybody and nobody has a helik in these items. Comes the Gemara and begins, Amai Mitzar, which means, why is it asur for the person that the nidr is against him to have hana'a, which means, let's go back. The Mishnah, the way we read the Mishnah is read like this. Go back to our Mishnah. I told you this is where the Hasuri Mihsana comes in. The Mishnah read like this. Fourth line. Kegon, Arhaba, Vamirhat, Betekenes, Vateba, Vesefarim, Vakotev, Helkodinasi. It's mashma that the Kotev, Helkodinasi is also part of the things that are Asur. So the Gemara is Iska, my Mitzar. Why, if you write your halak to the Nasi, why should it be asur on the mudar? The Chavara, once he writes his halak to the Nasi, it should be permissible. So that's the Gemara's answer. The way the Mishnah is written, it doesn't make any sense. I'm my mitzar. How do you fix and alleviate the situation? Very good. Continue. Skip the parentheses. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, En Anshe Galil Sirichim Zakot Shekevar Katvu Avotehem Al Yedehem. Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda said, Anshe Galil Kanteranin Hayu. Kanteranin, they were Ka'sanim. They were nervous people, angry people, right? Ba'alei riv. Let's get into machlokot. Hayu. Ve'ayu nodrin hana'azim izeh. All day long, you can't have an af from me. You can't, each guy's all sitting himself from each other. Amdu avotehem ve'chatvu chelkehen lanasi. So they already wrote a document. Anybody that's going to osir each other from their friend, their friend's chedek belongs to the nasi, and therefore the other guy's able to have a hana. So it's already stipulated from the beginning in Anshe Galil that they're able to have an af from each other. Comes the next Mishnah. Hamud Gar hana'a mehavero. Okay, a person makes a neder mudar hana'a mehavero, that it's not gonna, his friend cannot have hana'a from him. Okay, so what's the case? Ve'en lo mayuchal. But now the poor guy, he has nothing to eat. But his friend is not allowed to give him hana'a. Right? Reuven says, Shimon, you cannot have any hana'a from me. Mudar hana'a. So Shimon's the mudar hana'a, but Shimon's starving now. He wants that food, so what does he do? So it says, "Notno le'acher le'shum matana." So exactly, let Reuven give the food to another guy as a gift, and then v'ala mutarba, because he's not getting it now from Reuven; he's getting it from a third party, and therefore it's a way to circumvent the neder. Now Mishnah gives a story: Maase be'echad be'bet choron. Bet Horon's a place. We had this case already earlier. We saw it in the Dan. Shehaya Abiv. Mudar, really, it should say, Hemenu Hana, which means a son banned his father from having Hana. So the father was asur to have Hana. Okay? Vehayam Masi'it Beno. The son now was marrying off his son. That means it's the grandson of the Mudar. Now the son wants his father to come to the wedding and enjoy his grandson's wedding. So it says, but he can't. He made an edit against his father. So it says, what did he do in order to get his father to enjoy the party? So he says, "Ve'amal haviro hatzer usuda nitunim hinach lefanecha." The hall, the hatzer, and the food, and all the stuff for the party, it belongs to you. He gave all the stuff of the wedding to a third party, and the reason why I'm giving it to you is in order that my father will be able to come and have hana'a in the Sauda. You see, so long as the stuff belongs to the son cannot be man near the father. So what he did was basically at the wedding, he said, listen, Mr. So-and-so, everything belongs to you now, and I'm doing this in order that my father could have a hana'a. So when the Mikabel heard this, Amar, Im Shilihim, oh, it's mine. Okay, good. I'm making the whole thing a dish. And therefore, nobody's able to have hana'a. Not your father, not you, nobody. You gave it to me, right? So I want to make the whole thing a dish. So the guy comes along and says, Amar lo. So the giver tells him, oh, natati lecha et shili shetakdishim l'shamayim? What are you talking about? Did I give it to you full rights to go so far? You want to make the item Hekdesh? I mean, I only gave it to you in order to find a loophole that my father could come to the wedding. So Amar lo, so the receiver tells him like this. Natata li et shelcha ela shete ata ve'abicha ochlim v'shotin u'metrasin ze laze v'he avon talui beroshi o berosho. Which means, what do you want? You want the sin to be on my head? He was telling him, which means you're playing games over here. You're trying to give me the item, but what? You really don't want to give it to me, because you don't even let me be Magdish. So you're just giving it to me in order to circumvent the law of Nedarim, but now you're really breaking your Nedar. Because it's Hafarat Nedarim. When the father's going to benefit, you broke the Neder. Right, so you want to use me as the agent that the Avon should be on my head, that you can go now and give your father stuff? No, I'm not getting involved with you over here. So he comes along and says, Amru Hachamim, the rabbi said, Kol Matana, She'ena, She'im Mikdishatem Mikudeshet, Ena Matana. Which means, any Matana that you give a person, if that person doesn't have rights to use that money to go mikadesh a lady, that's not a matana. Which means when you give somebody a gift, it's his. Complete. And what's the example the Mishnah is saying to be considered a gift? He has rights to take that money now, go to a lady, adat mikadesh a lady, which is his money. If he doesn't have rights to do that, that's not considered a matana. Now, the Mishnah's construction over here is a little questionable. Why? Because the Mishnah tells us in the beginning that if a person is, let's say, mudar hana'a from his friend, so what's the way out? Give it to the matana to a third party, and then that third party is able to give it to the mudar. Yeah. And then the Mishnah brings a story where it doesn't work. And normally when the Mishnah brings a story, you bring a story to support. So right away the Gemara starts off, Ma'aseh l'stor? You bring in the story with the wedding. The story of the wedding shows the exact opposite, that when you give a gift to a third party, it doesn't work. So I thought you told me in the beginning the Mishnah does work. So Ma'aseh l'stor? You're bringing a contradiction? So Gemara says, no. Hasure me'aserah v'hachi ketani. Again, the Mishnah is missing some words, and you have to read it like this: imuchia veimuchia sofo al tehillato asur, which means, but if the end of the story reveals on his intention in the beginning, right, so then already it's going to be asur. Which in this case, you see, it's trickery. Which means you see, he's giving him the matana. Oh, it looks good. But what, b'sofo, the guy says, okay, I want to make a hekdesh. Hey, what do you mean you want to make a hekdesh? I didn't give it to you for that. Oh, so the end of the story reveals that the original intention when he gave it really wasn't wholeheartedly. So the Mishnah is saying, if the matana is a legitimate matana, no problem. It's not going to be good. Now we bring the story of Bet Horon. And where do you see Sofo Mokhiyah Tehillato? Because when the guy said, okay, I'm making the item Hekdesh, the guy said, oh, what do you mean Hekdesh? You can't make Hekdesh. I didn't give it to you for that reason. I only gave it to you so my father can come to the party. So then you see really the matana is not really given. Oh, therefore, it doesn't work. So now the Gemara is going to restrict the cases of the Mishnah to certain words, a certain terminology. Amarava lo shanu. When did we say that the matana bet choron is not going to consider the matana? Ela de amar le. In the case where he told him, vehinach lefanecha ela kedesh sheyavo abba. Which means the only time it's asur is where he stipulated mamash with the guy that gave him the gift, and he told him, "Listen, I'm giving you the item in order that my father can come to the party." Well, when he tells him that, the ferush. So you see, he really doesn't mean to give it to him as a full gift. Aval amar le. But if he tells the guy, "Listen, I'm giving you the hatzir and I'm giving you the seuda, shiyehu lefanecha, that they're yours. The items are yours fully." Shiyavo ava, which means that my father should come, meaning he's really just trying to tell him, according to this version,
like a hint,
but please invite my father to the party. Right. Which is, it's yours, but do me a favor, bring my father to the party. Then we say what? Midatecha. Hu damarle. Which means he's giving it them fully, but he's just telling him midatecha, which means on your own. On your own volition, invite your father to the party because he wants him to come. But therefore, it's considered a full, which is, I want you to invite him. I don't want my father to crash the party. But he's giving it to him as a full matana. So if he stipulated in the beginning that what, I'm only giving you the item, kiddush yabo abba, no good. But if he tells him, shiyu lefanecha, they're yours, shiyavo abba, that means, and please invite my father to da'atecha. So then, according to Rava, the matana is considered a matana. However, we have a Lishna Harina. The Lishna Harina is more strict. Lishna Harina, Amrin La, they said like this, Amar Rava, Lo Tema, don't say, Ta'ma de Amar Levinach Lefanecha, Hu de Asur, Aval, Amar Le, Hen Lefanecha Shiyabo, Abba V'yochal Mutar, El Afilu Amar Le, Hen Lefanecha, which means Rabbaz Mahmin in both cases. Even if he tells him it's yours, but just invite my father, even that case is not considered a matana. Why? Why is Rav this lashon more Mahmin? So Rabbaz my tama seudato mukhahat alav, because there's too much evidence over here that he doesn't mean it. Because bottom line, the guy spent all this money on his seuda, right? He don't want to give his whole seuda to a total stranger. Right? The only reason why he's doing it is because he wants to get his father to come to the seuda, which means in such a case, no lashon is really going to justify a true matana based on the seuda factor. Is that normal? The guy gives his whole wedding away to a stranger, and therefore it's not really considered a matana, and therefore he's just doing it with called harama. It's a subterfuge just to get his father to come to the wedding, and therefore it's going to be asur according to the Lishna Aharina. Comes the Gavra now, tells a story. Ahu Gavra, there was a certain fellow, Dava le Bira. He had a son, Dava Shamit Kiped de Kitana. He was a thief. He used to steal bundles of pishtan, bundles of flax. Okay, so the father gets angry and he has a son that's a thief, so he doesn't want to keep him in the will, and he wants to block him out. So asrinu le nixe ale. So he told the son, Kunam, all my assets are forbidden to you. Meaning you're not getting any Yerusha, you're not getting anything from me. Because he forbade him. Okay? So now, Amru Leh. So they tell the father, Vihava bar berach tsurba mirbanan mai. Say, but listen, we don't know, but let's say your son is going to have a son, a grandson, that's going to be a Tamid Hakam. Do you really want to knock out your son? Because now you're really hurting your grandson, who is a Tzurba Merabbanan, a Tamid Hakam. So they're really asking the guy, how far you want to go with this over here? If you would have known that, you know, if you'd have a grandson that's a Tamid Hakam, you want to knock out your son so much so way you're going to end up hurting, you know, the good grandson, the Tamid Hakam. So Amar Lehon, so he tells the people that told him this, Likni Hadin, Vihava Barberit Tzurba Merabbanan, Likniyeh. Which means like this. Fine, I'm restipulating. Let my son be kone the items on condition only to be mekne it to his son if he's a Tamid Hakam. And if he's not a Tamid Hakam, no kinyan at all. So this is a funny type of kinyan now. Which means he's just using his son as like a
bridge.
Conduit, as a bridge to get it to his grandson. Which means the son really doesn't have technically kinyan. Which is, if my grandson's Tamid Hakam, so good. Let it go through my son just so it can get to my grandson. But I don't want my son to have a hana. So that, and if he doesn't become a tzurba merabbanan,
nothing.
So the Gemara says, mai. What's the deen in such a case? Which means, in such a case, is it considered a kinyan or not? Which means, are you able to make a kinyan where the person himself really doesn't have rights, ownership, but you just want to use it as a way, a conduit, as you say, to get it to the son? Right? He's not really zocheh for himself. He's just being zocheh for somebody else. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, is that considered enough as a matana that the son will be able to give it to the grandson? So we have an opinion. Amri Pumpedita, so the rabbis of Pumpedita said, Kene almenat lehaknotu, vechol kene almenat lehaknot lokane. So this is over here a case where a person tells his friend, Kene et nechasai, I want you to be kone my assets. Al menat laknotam ne'adam acher. Right? In order, not for you. I want you to be kone them, just so you can be makne them to a third party. So the din is vechol kene al menat laknot lo kane, which is the mekabel, the middleman, exactly, is not kone nechasim at all. And therefore, in this case over here, when the father says, I'm going to be kone to my son, right, in order that now he can be makne to his son, if he's a Tamid Hakam, well, he doesn't kone it. Because it's not, it doesn't work. He's not making, which is the only way the father can give it to the son, if he owns it. So now he bequeaths it to his own son. But if he doesn't own it, so therefore he's not kone. So therefore the Pumpadita'e rabbis wanted to say that in this case over here, when the father makes that stipulation, he doesn't own it. And if it's just the son doesn't own it, he cannot give it over to his own son. Right? He has no kinyan. So comes the Gemara and says, now, right. Now, therefore, now let's speak out what happens. Obviously, there's another son over here because there's Yerusha.
Yeah.
So the way that Ran speaks out over here, one of the, there's two sons, one good son, one bad son. So the 50% he gives automatically to the good son, right? Now the other 50% is in limbo, right? So he comes along and he says, right, listen, if my grandson's a Tamid Hakam, so then we'll give it to him Al-Minat to be greeted. Now if you say it's not a Kenyan, so then that 50% goes to the other guy as well. So they're blocked out in the whole in the whole situation.
Wow.
Right? That's what's going to happen. So the good son ends up getting 100%. Everything, 100%. That's what we're speaking out of. As a result of the Pumpa Deite rabbis. If you would say it was Koneit, so then already that 50%, well, he himself would not be able to use it, but he'd be able to now give it to his own son. Once the Pumpa Deite rabbis say, no, you can't be give it to somebody else without it making a kinyan, doesn't work. So therefore, the other brother is going to get the full Yerusha. That's just the way the Ran speaks out. So comes the Gemara and says, Rav Nachman Amar. Rav Nachman says, what are you talking about? It works. Why? Kene. It does work. Why does it work? Deha sudara Kene al menat lehaknotu. Kinyan Sudah. Let's discuss what Kinyan Sudah is. We know that there's a certain Kinyan called Kinyan Halipin. Let's discuss a regular case of Halipin. Regular case of Halipin is one guy has a para and one guy has a hamur. Okay, they want to make a barter. Right? They want to switch.
Exchange.
The normal way to switch was, you give me your para, you give me hamur, and it's over. But you don't even have to do that. Once, let's say, Reuven takes Shimon's para, he makes a kinyan on the para, automatically, at the time of the kinyan of the para, the hamur is transferred. You don't have to transfer both. Just one of them makes a kinyan, and automatically the transfer takes place automatically. Now, you can even go a different way. You don't even have to have the items there. Let's say, right, Reuven wants to transfer his hamur to Shimon. Okay? So what does he do? He does what's called a kinyan sudar. Reuven takes out a handkerchief, right, sudar, and he gives it to Reuven, Shimon. Shimon makes a kinyan on the sudar itself, right? So when he makes a kinyan on the sudar, that causes a transfer that Shimon's hamor goes to Reuven. Understand? Instead of having the actual items itself, you're able to use the sudar as the kinyan. So again, once Shimon picks up the sudar, that causes the transfer. Shimon's asset goes to Reuven. Now, what do you do with the sudar? He gives it back to Reuven.
It's his sudar.
It's Reuven's sudar. So you're just using the sudar
as a tool.
As a tool.
Nice.
And therefore, he wasn't kone the sudar. So you see, so you see, by kinyan sudar, you don't have to be kone the item to be mekne.
Exactly.
So the same thing over here, which means give the item to the son, right? And the son, it'll be enough of a kinyan to cause the transfer to the grandson, to the Tabinacham. Just like a kinyan sudar, which means the first opinion of Puppet Da'er came along and said, no good. Okay. Why? Because anytime you tell somebody kene al menat laknot and kene al menat laknot lo kene, which means the mekabel is not kone the nechassim at all. So if the mekabel is not kone the nechassim at all, it's going to go to the other brother.
Yeah.
And if it's going to 100%, he goes, hold it, whoa, we have a kinyan sudar. Kinyan sudar, when Reuven gives the kinyan sudar, is Shimon kone the kinyan, the sudar? No. But what? Does it affect a kinyan? Then he gives it back. So the same thing over here, which means let the son have the what do you call it, the assets, right? And therefore what? Enough
to
what? When he dies, he'll be able to give it to his son. You don't have to say that he has to own it, per se, to give it to his son. It's no different than a kinyan sudar. So the Gemara says, wait, there's a big difference over here. Amar Rav Asher, Uman le malan de sudra itafis le lo mitfis. First of all, who told you that if Shimon wants to keep the sudar, he can't?
Well,
you're just assuming he's giving it back. Who says? Maybe he's giving it back because he wants to be a nice guy. But maybe if Shimon wants to keep the sudar, he can keep it. So then maybe it is his. And then we have no raya. Maybe it really belongs to... He is kone the sudar. And therefore, if he doesn't want to give it back, he doesn't have... The minhag might be to give it back just because that's what they do. But maybe the kinyan sudar... And therefore, kinyan sudar eno rak al menat lehaknot, which means, therefore, it's not working al menat lehaknot. It's actually a kinyan itself. You see, our situation over here, we need a case where we don't want the guy to make a kinyan. He's just giving, using him as a conduit.
Yeah.
So therefore, this is not a conduit case. This is a case where, no, you're making a kinyan on the sudar, and therefore the hamor is transferred to me. Therefore, you have no daya in the case of sudar. And furthermore, they're odd. And even if you want to say that Shimon, let's say, doesn't own the sudar.
Mm.
Okay, good. So it's a case of kene al menat laknot. However, sudara kene al menat laknot ukne min hashta. The kinyan happens immediately. Which means, how does kinyan sudar work? The second Shimon makes the kinyan and sudar, the transfer happens immediately. So in such a case, I can argue, it'll work. However, halen niksin da'aden. Exactly, but the nechassim of the son that's a sinner, that's a thief, when is he kone to the grandson?
Later,
it's later. When and if the son becomes Tamir Hakam, by that time the sudar was returned, which means by that time the kinyan was over.
which means like this: when will I tell you a kinyan? So how does a kinyan sudar works? Kinyan is an immediate kinyan, which is in a chenev. He gives back the sudar. A kineh al menat leaknot will work when you want to make the kinyan immediately. The sudar is he lifts the sudar up, Shimon. Transfer takes place, give back the sudar. Because you know what? At the time of the kinyan of the sudar, it transfers something. Mashiachin over here, the guy's coming along and saying, give it to the son. In the, he's making the kinyan now. Al-minat that the kid becomes a surbah midrabanan. By the time the kid becomes a surbah midrabanan, the sudar was returned already. I mean, the kinyan is gone. Which means we affected initially is not here anymore. Therefore, you have no da'ayah from Kenyan Sudar to the case that we're trying to bring here. You have to bring me a case that's like an immediate transfer, not a case that is a delayed situation. Delayed situation is worse, and therefore could be the Kenyan is not going to be a Kenyan. So therefore, we have a mahlok and so far between the Pupadei rabbis that said lo kanen. You have Rav Nachman that wanted to say kanen that the mekabel is kore the kasim, even though he made it tonight that he's going to be zoche only to transfer it to somebody else. Of that much, he can transfer it to that person over there if he becomes a Talmid Hakam. Good. So comes the Gemara, Amale Rav Adar Rav Nachman, hold it. He says the question to Rav Nachman, Veha Matinat Bet Horon. Let's go to our case, the story with the wedding. Yeah. Matinat Bet Horon. Right? The Kenea Al Menat Leaknotu. Right, that's a case. Why did he give it to the third party?
By the father,
and only that the father is able to have a piece of the action. Velo kakani. And what does the Mishnah say?
No good.
It's not a kinyan. So therefore, why not? Which means the noder, he only gave rights to the person that he sold it to, in the Hasid, in the Saudan, all that, which means order just so he can get the father to attend the grandson's wedding. And what did the Mishnah say? Velo kakaneh. And the Mishnah said that in all situations, the mekabel is not koneh, the matana. Why not? The chaura, he should be koneh al menat to be makneh to the... So he says, Zimnin, Amar le Surah. I want to answer this question sometimes. He says, sometimes he answered, Mishum de Surah Tomu Chahat Alaf, which we learned this already, which means he doesn't mean it.
Yeah.
When he's giving it, wait, giving away your whole wedding? It's not normal that a guy's going to give away his whole wedding as a matana, which is normally, yes, you can give it to a third party to be magnet to somebody else without that party being Zokhe. But not in the case where you're doing it as a Saudah. So that mukhi alav that he really not giving it to the mekabel at all. The zimnin, and sometimes we give a different answer. Rav Nachman, what was his answer? Amar le Rabbi Li Ezeri da Amar afilu vitur asu mudar hana'a. Now, what does he mean by this answer? You know what the answer really is? Bani darim ve mahmir. That's the answer. Now, how does it fit into the words? You remember we had a shita Rabbi Li Ezer when it comes to nedarim. Rabbi Li Ezer holds that vitur is asur be mudar hana'a. What does vitur mean? Vitur means like this: certain items people really don't care about. For example, if I have, let's say, a store, right? I'm a fruit store, and a guy comes to buy fruit for me. The custom of the fruit salesman is what? They throw a couple more in. That's it. They don't even calculate it. It's automatic. That's called vitur. Nobody cares about these items. Or for that matter, let's say you have a guy in a field, right? Walking rights, people usually not makpid on each other. Like, I want to walk through my backyard or walk through the chatzid. You know, it's not a field where you're planting anything. People are not usually, in case of a chatzid, which is the public area, so to speak, people are usually not makpid on each other. That's called vitur. So really, most shito told, besides the Bidi Ezer, when a guy comes up and says, Reuven, you cannot have hana'ah from me. But he can walk in his field. That's vitur. That's not considered hana'ah. Right, that's not registered as a hana'at to anybody. The Bidi Ezer was mahmir. He said, you know what? Even vitur items, asur bemudar hana'ah. So you see what? He's very mahmir. So just like you see that when it comes to nidarim, the Bidi Ezer is mahmir, legabe an example. Vitur has nothing to do with our sugya. As an example, you see vitur is asur hana'ah. So you know what? We're going to be mahmir in nidarim as well. When the son is told, I don't want my father to have any hana'ah, even though technically and halachically it should work, where he's given the matana to the third party only on condition for to really to let the father come in, you're right, but by nidrim and mahmir. That's why Rav Nachman is going to say it doesn't work, which means really a person can be makneh an item to somebody else, right? Al minat laknot la'achirim. And that can work. So why does it work in this Mishnah? Nidarim and Mahmir. Well, how do you know when Mahmir and Nidarim? Because this Mishnah is going to be the Aizah. And we know it'll be the Aizah, like, for example, by Vitud, he's Mahmir also, even though the Chawarat's a tremendous Humrah, so to be also that they were strict, that they said the Kenyan is not going to be to work. Comes the Gemara and says, Tenan, we learned in the Mishnah, Amru Hakamim, Kol Matana, She'ena, She'i Mikdisha, Tem Mikudeshet, in a matana, by any matana, that it's not a matana to the extent where the guy can use it to mekadesh a lady, it's not considered a matana, right? That's the barometer of knowing if it's a matana or not. So the Gemara is kol atu yemai. When you say kol, right? Any matana, what is it coming to include? Lav la atuye ha milta de shamit kipe. Must be coming to include this case of the thief. Right, when the son was a thief and the father banned him, and it's coming along to say that what? That in this case also, this is a case of matana amenat laknot, and it's not considered a matana. And therefore, which means when it says, not only in the Nyan Nidarim, which is when the Mishnah comes along and says, any matana that you cannot use it as a kiddushina, kol, what is it coming to include? To include the case of what? When the guy banned his son, and then he comes along and says, well, if my grandson's is a Tamin Hakam, I'll give it to him. That's not considered a matana either. And therefore, you see what? Question against Rav Nachman. Because Rav Nachman, you said it is a kinyan. You said kaneh. But the Mishnah is saying kol is much what's coming to exclude that case as well. He says, No. Really, the case of the grandson, the kinyan, is a kinyan, which means he can't be makneh to his son, aminat, to give it to his grandson. Also, what is the case that the Mishnah is coming to include when it says kol? So it says, la'atuye lishna batra'a d'shma'te d'rava. It's coming to include the second lashon of Rava, which means in the case of the wedding. Remember we had two lashonot?
Yep.
The first lashon was mekel in one case.
Yeah.
The first lashon said what? When the guy comes along and says, listen, I'm giving you the matana, so my father come to the wedding. No good. But if he says, I'm giving you the wedding, but invite my father, that's okay. The second lashon said, even in the case where he's giving him the wedding and he says, even that's not good as well. That's like the matana. So when the Mishnah says, kol matana, any gift, that it's not where the guy has rights to spend it for kiddushin, it's not a gift, it's coming to include not only that case, but coming to include even in the Shnab Batra case where the guy gave it to him seemingly wholeheartedly, just told him to invite, still it's going to be asu for the reason we said, because we said by a wedding, he doesn't really mean to give it a whole lot because it's too big of an item, and that's what's coming to go. But in a kedameh, in the case of the grandson, we have a heter according to Rav Nachman. So let's review the case of the grandson one more time. Basically, the grandson stole money, and therefore, the son stole money, I'm sorry. He stole Pishtan. The father says, guy's a Rasha, he's a Ganav, you're out. You're not getting any money. And therefore, the other good brother's going to get the whole situation. So they told him, listen, maybe your grandson's going to be a Tamin Hakam. Well, you want to cut your grandson out? You want to punish your son, but why do you want to punish your grandson? So the guy said, the truth of the matter is, if that's the case, I'll be makneh to my son, al-minat, if my son's a grandson. But really, the question to think about is such a kinyan. A kinyan. So the Pumpedaer rabbis came along and said, no. Such a kinyan is that you cannot use the son as a conduit, which means kineh aminat laknot. Right? That doesn't work. He's not kineh like such a thing. So then the rabbi of Nachman came along and says, no, kineh aminat laknot is you see by a kinyan sudar. The Gemara questioned the analogy to kinyan sudar, which is immediate, and this is really later. But bottom line, Nachman held what he held. The Gemara concludes, but maybe you have a question about Mishnah. No, you don't have a question about Mishnah. Mishnah is coming to exclude a different case, but it cannot be the case of the grandson. He will be Kone Adran Ala Kachutafi.